Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the very first Motorsport 101 Draft Series episode bonus thingy. Yeah, we'll go with that. I am your friendly neighbor, that's Mr. Andre Harrison, and this is the International Fantasy Draft here, folks. We're going to be taking every active racing driver out there, sticking them in one great big giant pot, and seeing what comes out, basically. It's a bit like Hansel and Gretel, only not quite as gruesome. So, without further ado, let us introduce myself and the teams. So, representing Team The New Dre, it is me, Andre Harrison, representing Motorsport 101, of course. Representing America, of course, Mr. Ryan King. You introduce yourself and your team name, sir.
Yes, I'll be running. Oh God, I thought team name would just come so easily.
Yeah, but me too. I have that problem as well.
Now I'm just hitting a brick wall. I'll just do
Team Schifrin.
No, I won't be doing Team Schifrin. I'll be doing the Blue Bullets. Blue Bullets.
Okay. So representing Team The Blue Bullets from Motorsport 101, Mr. Ryan King. Also representing Motorsport 101, Mr. Adam Johnson. Hello, sir.
Yes, Team Bomber Sports is ready to go with my picks of some people. Mostly probably American, mostly probably won't be very good, but they'll be very stylish.
So in other words, expect half a dozen NASCAR picks.
Well, I have heard Kyle Larson wants to give Formula 1 a try.
Oh, here we go. And your team name, Mr. Johnson?
Can I just go with Team Bomber Sports?
Oh, great. Way to think outside the box there, Johnson. Great job.
The self promo is real.
Also, for this episode, we have to have 5 general managers, so we have brought in some special guests. First of all, representing the continent of South America, Mr. Matt from MSTF1. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Don't you be sour. Don't you be sour.
I have to do that. I'm sorry.
Introduce yourself, good sir.
Doing fine. Just here.
Tell the people who you are, because it's gonna be a first-time thing, Matt.
Sorry. Hello. You know me from Mystery Science Theater F1. And yeah, I make the videos and I make the bad jokes. Some bad jokes in poor taste as well.
Yes, of course, Mr. I made a tractor reference. Yeah. You've broken and desecrated sacred ground. there's Matt representing Team Mystery Science Theater F1. And our final guest, you probably already heard his shrills in the background. He is from Cook Productions 1. It is Chris Cook. Hello, sir.
Hello. You know me from Cook Productions 1. If you don't, fuck you.
He's the heel GM coming into this one. The authorities are right.
Mm-hmm. Basically, my team, regardless of whether all the drivers I want on there will be on there, my team is the best there anyway, by default. So,
all right.
Team authority.
To keep with this fact, I'm going with the name Team Absolutely Fucked. Because who needs grammar? Who needs grammar?
Or for short, Team AF.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah, there you go.
I look forward to the asterisks when King edits together the episode with our teams on it.
That's going to be fun.
Right, there's the teams. But I bet you're obviously wondering, what are the rules? King, fire away.
Okay, well, this draft will be a contest of 8 rounds with each of us having a pick in each round. So 40 picks overall. The pool of drivers is effectively unlimited, with the intention that we're all going to draft drivers who could possibly drive in Formula One.
And yeah, within reason.
Essentially, the only thing restricting you from, you know, not picking Marc Marquez is us vetoing you. If you can't get two other team principals to support your pick, you can't draft that person.
That's a good rule. I like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
it also butchers my attempt to get Kyle Larson out of NASCAR.
Yes, yes. Unless you can convince two other people that Kyle Larson would be a good fit for F1.
Have fun.
I mean,
with
I think
that.
I could sell it to him. We'll see. Yeah, I think we'll see.
Yeah, carry on, King.
And also, to spice things up a little bit, there is also a list of elite drivers that you will not be able to draft until the start of the third round. These include active Formula One champions, active American Open Wheel champions, and also Indy 500 champions who don't have a series championship to their name, and the two current series leaders in both F1 and IndyCar, Nico Rosberg and Simon Pagenaud.
So in other words, the drivers that are not eligible until round three, a quick rundown: Lewis Hamilton, Sebastian Vettel, Jenson Button, Kimi Raikkonen, Fernando Alonso, Scott Dixon, Will Power, Ryan Hunter-Reay, Sebastian Bourdais, Tony Kanaan, Juan Pablo Montoya, Alexander Rossi, Helio Castroneves, Nico Rosberg and Simon Pagenaud. They are all off the board until round three. So, yeah, carry on, King.
Yes, besides that, we're also going to have to need to decide who a winner will be. And this is where things get interesting. We will all be voting on who we think has the best roster. So at the end of this draft, we'll all fill out a ballot, simple, 1 through 4. You don't get to vote on your own team.
Of course.
You rank all the other... You rank everyone else's teams 1 through 4.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be a simple system. Every first place vote nets your team 4 points. So somebody else votes your team number one, you get 4 points. Most points wins. But there'll also be a fifth ballot filled out by listeners. The listeners will all vote on their own list 1 through 5, and basically an aggregate. Basically, who they vote for number one will get 5 points instead of, you know, the 4 on all our ballots, all the way down to 1 point for last place. So, guys got the rules?
Yep.
Yep, I'm just making my notes now.
Okay, so, we have the rules. We have our 5 GMs. There's only one thing left to decide, and that is the order in which we draft. Now, in case you guys know your American sports, or have already good at maths and have worked this out already, whoever has number one has a massive advantage here, because not only do they get the first pick in the draft, they also get back-to-back picks for 10 and 11. And 11 is a very important pick, because the 11th pick will be the first where every driver on the board is eligible. So number one has a huge advantage here.
And just to note, if you have the number one pick, you don't get the number one pick in every round.
No,
you get the number one pick in every... You get the number one pick in every odd number round.
Exactly.
And the even number rounds, the order is reversed to kind of promote balance.
Yeah, exactly. So
it's like BTCC reverse grid.
Exactly. So it's a snake draft format, very similar to, you know, you get it in often draft formats as well. It's a serpentine style draft. So the picks will go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then in round two, it will go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and so on. Okay. Now, I'm on random.org right now. I'm going to let you guys choose your numbers between 1 and 5, and then I will push the sequence button, and that will tell me the order. So, who has the balls to pick a number first? Pick between 1 and 5, guys.
4.
Oh,
2. 4.
Yes.
Damn.
3.
So, Johnson takes 2.
Oh,
King gets 4. I will take 1.
I'll take 3, then.
Yep.
Yeah, Cook is stuck with 3.
Cook with 3, and Matt gets 5. Okay. I've written it down. This is a live reaction. This is there's no riggery. I have not done any of this before.
We're not Anton Deck.
Okay, so I'm going to push the get sequence button now. The person getting the number one pick in the International Fantasy Draft is me.
Of course it is.
Oh,
of course it is.
The order is 1, 4. 2, 3,
yes.
5. So the order will be
son of a bitch.
Me, King, Johnson, Cook, and then Matt will take the 5 spot. I will print screen and send you guys at the end of the draft just so you know I'm not rigging the damn thing. So that was genuinely the
vote of no confidence in the commissioner.
Yep.
Yeah, no confidence. Oh my god. I swear the left mouse button was frozen. The left mouse button was frozen.
King, you're picking second. Why the hell are you complaining here?
Hey.
To be fair, I like the fact that the guy who's not protesting, who is protesting the least, is the one who's got last pick. Matt's just like accepting his lot. He's just like, well, you know.
Yeah, but thing is, as well, there's an advantage to going last because you also get 5 and 6 back to back as well. So, you know, mm-hmm. There is a small advantage of coming last as well. So, you know, there's some value in that. So, I guess it's up to me to start this off then, haven't we? So, Andre Harrison is now on the clock to start the International Fantasy Draft, and
is there a timer for each pick?
You know what? Let's have a timer. I'll say 2 minutes per pick.
Okay.
Okay, I'll set a timer up and I'll announce when the timer starts.
Yep.
King the GM.
King, give us the warning at 1 minute, 30 seconds, and then 15 seconds, yep.
Okay.
Great, cool, thank you very much. Now, we're underway. I'm on the clock.
Yep. Yep, Dre, you are on the clock.
I've got to gamble here, and the thing is, I'm tempted to gamble because
you can't pick your boy first up.
No, and the thing is because what's annoying about this is that I'm not picking again until the 10 spot, so I have to think: do I want this guy bad enough that I'm willing to risk 9 picks going by till I get a chance to get him again? And I'm not sure he's going to do that, so I'm going to take, I think, the relatively safe play here. Also, if you guys could explain your picks, that would be really great. Obviously, some context would be great for the viewers at home. But he's the biggest prospect in motorsport right now, without question. He is, you know, been thoroughly captivating. He's been the golden child of Formula One, not named Lewis, since 2014. And the potential is practically limitless of this kid. And you know what I'm going to say. It's Max Verstappen. I'm taking Max Verstappen.
Hey, the internet fans will be happy.
Max Verstappen is the number one pick in the international fantasy draft. So there you go, folks. I'm taking Max Verstappen. Obviously 18 years old. Obviously ridiculous potential. Already probably a top 10 driver in the field. And, you know, he's probably going to be around in Formula 1 for at least another 15 years. So, I mean, there's almost limitless value in having him on there. And so for me, yeah, it's going to be Max Verstappen. That's my number one pick. Now I'm going to cross my fingers and beg and pray that my backup plan makes it down to number 10. It probably won't. But I mean, these are some very smart people, so I'm going to assume that, you know, it's probably not, but we'll see what happens. But yeah, Max Verstappen, the number one pick. King, you are officially on the clock.
Okay. Oh, for my number two pick. For some reason, I held out hope that Dre wouldn't pick Max Verstappen on number one.
You know, I didn't even think of you. It says a lot that I didn't even think of Max Verstappen.
Oh, you're off to a good start here, Johnson.
So I want to be the internet heel team.
For a number two pick, I'm going to pick a somewhat veteran. He's been around for a while. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pick a former GP2 champion.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
I'm picking Roman Grosjean.
Oh, that's a great pick. That is a great pick. Like, he was on my list. He wasn't the guy I was thinking of, but he was definitely on my list.
That's a good pick, yeah.
But I mean, that's a very, very good pick. Probably might be the best driver out there that's actually eligible to take in the first two rounds. I mean, again, goes without saying, Grosjean's a fantastic driver, has been for a long time. Yeah, that's a great pick from King. Romain Grosjean goes at number two. Johnson, you're up next.
Yep.
There's a little bit of relief.
Yep, you're on the clock now.
Okay, well, my first pick is going to be a little bit simple. I don't mind saying I'm a bit biased in this case. I'm actually torn between the... Dre, was that something?
No. It's interesting. It's interesting. Go on.
Okay. Well, I mean, this is a horrible thing. Like, I'm biased in favor of both these drivers. Anyone who knows my preferences in terms of drivers knows who I'm talking about here. But it's who, like, let's put it this way. A year or two ago, this pick would have been a dead cert.
Mm-hmm.
It's now changed drastically. Mm-hmm. And I think the guy I'm going to pick has played himself into contention brilliantly, particularly with his form this year, just when everyone thought he'd gone off the boil a bit, and at the tail end of last year. So my first pick for Team Nerdfighteria is Sergio Perez.
Yeah, no. You could have surprised us, Johnson. Jesus.
Well, it was either that or Hulkenberg. It was so close. You know I love my boy Hulkenberg, but I'm sorry.
Would have been a dead cert now.
Yeah.
Like, it's even more of a dead cert now than it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, man.
Like for some reason, like, oh, Daniel Ricciardo. Because the way you made it seem.
Yeah,
I thought I gave you enough spoilers with the fact that, oh, you must know that I like these two drivers very much. Basically, it was going to be one of the two Force Indy drivers in one way. Sorry, VJ. I'm having your boy Perez.
Yeah. No surprises there. So, moving on to pick number four. Chris Cook, you're officially on the clock.
Well, I've been thinking about this one. I've been quite torn about it because I've got a bunch of these on my list, and I'm really, really worried whether I'd whether it actually be allowed. But I've gone for my first pick. He is a multiple Grand Prix winner. Not in F1 now, but he is in WEC. I'm going for Mark Webber.
Ooh. Unorthodox.
Hang on.
Did he just... my mic cut out for a second. Did he just say Mark Webber?
Yes, he did. Can I just say as well, I don't want to be that guy. You know, we were saying about the, two principals have to agree.
Yeah.
How old is Webber now, and how likely is it that anyone is ever going to be able to persuade him to come back to F1? Cook, you've got a job on your hands.
He's turning 40 this year, isn't he?
He's 76 this year. Chris has gone for...
Champion, that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, 9-time Grand Prix winner, part of the title-winning Le Mans Porsche outfit. Mark Webber goes... That is a surprise. I did not think Mark Webber would be drafted at all, let alone fourth overall. That's bold. So, Matt, you're up next for the next two picks, 5 and 6.
Okay, then. So, for my first pick, first of all, I just want to say to Dre, pretend my middle finger is wiggling right on your face right now.
Why would that be?
That wasn't going to be first pick, but for traditions, biases. But anyway,
Before we carry on, King, what was your first one? I'm just making notes here, so
Grosjean,
yeah, of course. Very good pick.
All right. Yeah. So my first pick is going to be someone that I've sort of misjudged recently, kind of grossly misjudged even. He was kind of beaten on by his teammate last year. He's starting to get beaten this year, but he's still doing pretty good, and I still think he has some kind of potential in the future, hopefully, if Red Bull gets better. My first pick is Daniel Ricciardo.
That's a great pick.
Hey,
that's a great
Danny Rick.
Honestly,
Can I just say, that's very interesting how all of us have gone for... four of us have gone for current F1 drivers. One of us has gone for an F1 driver with a lot of experience. No one's gone off-piste just yet.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Honestly, I'm stunned Ricciardo would make it down as low as 5. I'm astonished if he made it down that low. But I'm surprised at that. Ricciardo goes 5th overall. Matt, you're up again for your second pick. Pick number 6 overall.
All right, then. Well, just because Adam said that he's talking about everyone being an F1 driver, I'm going to pick someone who probably hasn't been very close to F1 right now, but I do believe that he is quite good, and quite experienced. Maybe, perhaps getting a little old, but I don't know. Maybe you guys will accept it. My second pick is 24-hour Le Mans winner and Pikes Peak winner, Romain Dumas.
Oh, ooh, wow. That's a great shout.
What a pick.
Oh, wow. Well played. Give you that. Hang on. You said he was getting on a bit. He's now a Le Mans winner, isn't he?
That's an outstanding pick from Matt. I can't lie. That's astonishing.
He's 38, but part of me still wants to see him in F1, so I'm not going to veto that. Yeah. He'll be the oldest rookie in F1.
How do you spell his name, by the way, real quick? Just for my own notes.
It's Roman like in Grosjean, but Dumas is Dumas.
Cheers, mate. So Matt with a massive out of left field pick as number 6 overall. Roman Dumas goes 6th overall, so we're going back the other way. So now Chris, you're up for number 7.
Well, I'm surprised you picked someone who's in WEC, but I'm surprised nobody went for this pick immediately, and I don't know if he's allowed. But I'm going to go for 2015 Le Mans winner, Nico Hülkenberg.
Of course he's available.
Put it this way, had I not picked him in the first round, I wasn't expecting to get him again. So that's why I deliberated a lot on my pick. So look after him, man.
No problem with that. Yep, Nico Hülkenberg goes number 7 overall. Again, obvious reasons, really solid driver.
Webber and Hülkenberg in the same Webber team. Damn, that is talent straight away.
Yeah, that's a very experienced WEC team he's got going on there already. A lot of experience there. Obviously, Hülkenberg, outstanding, glittering junior career. Not quite worked out for him in F1, but went to Le Mans and won it on his first attempt. What a git. So, going back the other way again, 8th overall. Now, Johnson, you're up next.
Right, well, my boy Hülkenberg nearly made it into my team, but hey, Cook's going to have him and he will look after him, I'm sure. Please don't. You're not DX. Now, right. Part of me has this sort of weird Toto Wolf kind of obligation to entertain with my team. You know what I mean? Not just win, but win in style. Do you know what I mean? Like I said earlier, win or be spectacular in trying. And Dre, I know you're going to love this pick, but I think neutrals around the world are going to love this pick anyway, because I remember pitching this guy for Haas F1 when I did a fantasy show back on Downforce Radio on Downforce USA for a all-American or homegrown sort of Haas F1 lineup. I think I can hear groans because I think you know where I'm going with this. I'm going for your boy, Graham Rahal.
Oh. Whoa! God damn it, he took Graham Rahal. The guy that doesn't understand how basic economics works.
It doesn't matter. As long as he's fast enough, he can spout all the shit he wants in the back of the garage. I don't care.
The perennial hero of the Honda outfit during last year's IndyCar season, Graham Rahal, goes 8th overall. Can't say I'm surprised at that one. I've had a feeling he would go in the top 10, and he has indeed. So Johnson now has Sergio Perez and Graham Rahal at his front two drivers. King, we're going back to you for the pick number 9.
Ooh, number 9. Oh, I think I'm going to go off the board for this one. I think I'm going to go for a young, talented person who's caught the eye of one Toto Wolff.
Ooh, hello.
And what he's currently on loan to a certain team, and he's 2014 European Formula 3 champion, Esteban Ocon.
He's gone for Esteban Ocon.
Who thought he was going for Wehrlein?
Me.
I realized when he said on loan to a team.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So King going for the other Mercedes prospect, Esteban Ocon, as high as number 9. That is a bit of a surprise for me. But he's gone for Ocon and number 9, so it's back to me now for picks 10 and 11. So, to round off the opening two rounds, I'm very happy I can say this because my pick was not taken. The guy I was thinking of,
And you're going to get first pick, aren't you, for the Champions round?
Exactly. So, I'm feeling really good right now about my picks. But, okay, so I've got Max Verstappen in. I'm going to go slightly for the younger side here. I'm going down the IndyCar road again. And I'm going for a guy that had a real breakout season last year as well. Won 2 rounds. Was eligible until the final round of the championship last year. He's come back. He's right up there again this season. And I think he is the future, I think, of the IndyCar, Verizon IndyCar series going forward. He rocks the Star Spangled Banner on his helmet, and I'm going for the fitness fanatic and general awesome guy, Joseph Newgarden. I'm taking 10th overall.
You bastard.
I was very, very tempted to take Newgarden first overall, because I believe Newgarden is that good. I think he's great everywhere. Great on the street courses, great on the road courses, great around ovals. I think he's the complete package. Still only 24 years old. I think he could still be the future of the series going forward if they need another American guy to be the Star Spangled guy for the series. I think Newgarden could very well be that guy. So, that's the first 2 rounds out of the way. The first 10 picks again. So I started out with Verstappen. King went with Grosjean. Then Johnson with Perez. Chris takes Mark Webber 4th overall. Matt had 5 and 6 with Daniel Ricciardo and then Romain Dumas. We're going back the other way. Chris took Nico Hülkenberg 7. Johnson with Graham Rahal at 8. King with Esteban Ocon at 9. And then me with Joseph Newgarden at 10. Every driver is now eligible. So we are now in round 3.
And get ready for the most predictable pick of them all.
Simply put, I mean, I don't think you need the full 2 minutes to go through this one.
Nope.
If the number 11 pick, I think he's the best racing driver on the planet.
It's Lewis Hamilton, everyone.
I think he's the best in the world. I think he's been very unlucky this season with Ferrari, but I think given the value of his age being 2.5 years younger than the other contender to that throne, you know it's going to be. It's Sebastian Vettel. I'm taking 11 overall in the first pick in the Champions round. Sebastian Vettel goes to the new Dre, so to speak. And yeah, King, you're up next at 12. I wonder who you're going to take here.
My pick of the lot, I could pick Lewis Hamilton. I could pick I could pick Nico Rosberg now. That could be an option.
You wouldn't dare.
No, I'm going to pick with a man who's gone through a bit of a renaissance this season. You know, come out of nowhere in dominant fashion. It's going to pick Simon Pagenaud.
Whoa, you get.
Damn it. Wow. Yeah, my little trio of Frenchmen are going to get the job done today.
Yeah, that's right. He's taken all Frenchmen. That is a very good point.
La Marseille is ringing out in the King household right now.
I thought Ocon was Spanish.
No, Esteban Ocon is French.
Oh, of course, my bad. I guess that's why the random made all that sense in the end, didn't it? My bad. So he's taken the IndyCar Championship leader over Lewis Hamilton. Simon Pagenaud goes 12th overall to Team King. So with that in mind, Johnson, you're up next, the 13th pick. I think you've been given a gift here, surely.
I think morally, it's something is stopping me picking the obvious ones. As I say, I'm all about the excitement, though. But I'm starting to look at left field. Go on.
This is too big to resist, surely.
Because if I don't. There's just a cook just lurking.
Right. If you don't take him, Cook definitely will.
This has changed my plans. He's not even on my shortlist. But, he brings a crowd. He would fit the bill of excitement for my team.
Sure.
He would probably fall out with all of the other drivers, but that's absolutely fine. They'd probably crash into each other a lot. Absolutely fine. I don't mind that. As long as they pay for the repair bills. But he is... Yes, this is weird for me to say now. He is probably the best of the current generation. He's one of the best of all time. You've said it before. He's a slam dunk top 10 Hall of Famer. And man is charisma. Man is a world champion. And man's going in my team. I'm picking Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah. You built that up like you were going to swerve us for a second there, Johnson.
I nearly did. I was nearly going to be like, it's Rio Haryanto.
Yeah. Okay, so who had Hamilton going third overall in the Champions round? I certainly didn't.
Nope.
To be honest, he very nearly went fourth because I did not have him on my shortlist, but I'm like, he's there.
How could you not have Hamilton on your shortlist?
I cannot look a gift horse in the mouth right now. It's just not possible.
What is wrong with you? But that's a thing. So, Vettel, Pagenaud, Hamilton in round three. Cook, you're up next.
Well, since my favourite four-time champion of something didn't go, I'm going to go for my other four-time champion. He is a four-time champion in IndyCar. He is I don't know how many times he's won the Indy 500, if any.
You're going to go for the guy I was originally going to pick, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, well, good. Good.
Happy swap. Happy deal.
Yeah.
Happy deal.
He is the 2006 Rolex 24 at Daytona overall winner. It is none other than Scott Dixon.
Peter Perfect
himself. Scott
Cook, you're basically building my reserve team right now. It's a bit like, you know, at the end of like football tournaments, they do like a best of the tournament 11. You know, the honorable mentions 11.
Yep.
That's basically Cook's team right now for me.
Yeah, that's interesting. Dixon, the second highest IndyCar driver going off the board at the 14th spot. Scott Dixon goes to team absolutely effed. So now with picks 15 and 16, Matt, you're up. You're on the clock.
All right. Well, first up, let me just complain a little bit more because all my picks are getting robbed. God damn it. You guys are trying to screw with me. You put me last place, and then you pick all the guys that I want to pick too. Jesus Christ. I knew I shouldn't have made the joke at the end of the episode.
You should have protested.
No, it's all right. But anyway, my pick is a champion, is a future prospect that's being misused, that... Everyone just really wants to see him from the one. Now, I already made it very obvious by now. It's Belgian waffle, Stoffel Vandoorne.
Hey.
Wow.
Stoffel waffle.
It's Stoffel season. It's Stoffel's world and we are living in it. Stoffel Vandoorne of the 15th pick. And of course, Matt, you're up again for pick number 16.
Okay, so I'm gonna go with IndyCar now. It's a guy that is a champion also. Not a guy I particularly like, and a guy that I really, whose name I really hate now, it's Will Power.
Oh. Great shout.
That was going to be my pick.
Awesome double pick. Snoffel Van Dorn and Will Power.
That's,
yeah.
Will Power might be pound for pound the fastest man in IndyCar. That's a fantastic pick.
That's a great shout.
Yeah, a 16th overall. Will Power goes to Matt's team, his team Mystery Science Theater. Chris, we're back to you for pick number 17.
I'm only going for this one sheerly because it'll piss Dre off when I go for him.
Go on. Go on.
He's not a champion, but he is a future world champion. And I'm probably going to regret choosing him now. It's Williams driver, Valtteri Bottas.
Oh, damn it. He was going to be my next pick.
The humanity.
How dare he take Bottas with my birthday number 17. What a get. You couldn't resist, could you, Chris?
No, it's a wasted pick. I know it's a wasted pick, but I just needed to.
He had to do it. He went with his heart. He's like, you know what? No, I'm not taking LeBron James. No, no, give me Kyrie Irving. I'm taking Valtteri Bottas.
It's an addiction. I need to stave it off somehow.
So you pick him fairly early.
Yeah.
Okay, mate, so Valtteri Bottas goes 17th overall to Chris's team, absolutely effed. Johnson, for Team Bomber Sports, you're up next with the 18th pick.
Ooh, things are getting interesting now. Things are getting very interesting now, because I almost feel like they're going in two different directions. You know, either people are picking the obvious ones that they're amazed no one else has picked, as I kind of did in the last round. Hey, Hamilton fans, you're my people now.
Are you sure you want that?
I think we have some reconciling to do. I'm sorry.
You want that awful friggin' fan base?
I'm ready. Come at me, bro. I'm ready. But if Toto Wolff can deal with it, so can I. Mm-hmm. The silverware will pay the debt there. Yes. But we're kind of going in two different directions. It's either the big guns that people are surprised haven't gone yet, or the very, very left field options. And I think my next one is probably going to be one of the rather left field ones.
Go on.
He's a guy who has sniffed around the bottom end of Formula One, and when he has been there, he's impressed, but it's never worked out. He's a guy who had us all losing our shit earlier this year.
Oh, no.
I'm going for Alexander Rossi, bitches.
Oh, the reigning 100 champion, 18th overall. Somewhere Sarah Connors is clapping her ass off while listening to this podcast. Alexander Rossi goes 18th. I think, King, that's a reach to me. Like, I like Rossi. I don't like him that much.
I don't like him that much. I was worried when he mentioned that he was drafting someone from IndyCar.
Yep. That may have,
despite my screaming, I don't like him that much.
Yeah, I was worried when he said he was drafting someone who was an F1 and went to IndyCar, and I was like, oh, no.
Are you thinking
no.
Max Chilton?
There are a bunch of other guys.
Yep. That's true.
Speaking of which, Mr. King, 19th pick goes to you, sir.
Oh, God. I have to pick one of the most decorated people in this sport. What? Three-time Le Mans runner-up.
Oh, yeah.
He has a class victory at Le Mans. Yeah, four-time Champ Car champion, Sebastian Bourdais.
Oh, groans everywhere.
Can I just say, part of me in my brain's gone, why the fuck did you not remember that name 60 seconds ago?
Alexander Rossi over Sebastian Bourdais. You've got to be best.
Rossi, happy to welcome you on board. I'd still love you. You're going to be great at this team, but fuck. I've got Hamilton. I don't care. You can gamble now.
Like the other IndyCar guys you picked. You picked him over Sebastian Bourdais and Juan Pablo Montoya.
Speaking of which, okay, I see a theme with King. He's gone with four Frenchmen, and Bourdais is one of the best drivers of this generation, without question. Incredibly decorated and a respected driver. Has had a magnificent career by any stretch. So it's back to me for picks 20 and 21, and honestly, I'm stunned he's not gone yet. I am taking who many believe to be the pound-for-pound best driver in the world. He is a double world champion in Formula 1. He has had 30-plus Formula 1 wins. At this point, I think he's too good not to pick. I'm taking Fernando Alonso with the 20th overall pick. So I have two of the three best drivers of this generation. I am very happy with how this is going.
I've got Lewis Hamilton and Team Excitement. Come at me. I'm going to have the most Twitter followers for my team at the end of this.
Twitter followers don't mean shit, Johnson.
I'm just here to woo the nation of France.
Yeah, I love the fact how it's like, at the moment, it's like Dre is going for the actual sensible picks. King is going for the French picks, and I'm going for the trans-American picks.
Yep. So, back to me again for number 21, and I'm split between two really good guys here. I think it's one in Formula 1 and one in IndyCar, and I know that if I take one, the other will not make it back around again. No way. Which one do I leave on the open? Do I go with the perennial runner-up, or do I go with the angry Colombian? I think you can see where this is going.
Oh, I see it very clearly.
Do I go for the out-of-field third option?
Oh.
Because there's a third guy in here that I'm really tempted to get as well. And again, he's a guy that I think he's got the biggest chance of maybe coming back around again, but I think he might be too good to pass up. Oh, no. This is the first time
The tension is real.
I've got to really genuinely think long and hard about this one. And he's one of the best IndyCar drivers in the world. I'm going to go with Helio Castroneves.
Damn it!
Damn, RIP headphone users.
Motherfucker.
Yes!
Oh, the rage is real. The rage is real.
Max Verstappen, Joseph Newgarden, Sebastian Vettel, Fernando Alonso, and Helio Castroneves. You are not beating this team, people. You are not beating this team.
Hamilton, Rahal, and Perez disagree. And Rossi.
Of course they will. They're still going to lose. Castroneves 21. It was the third option for me. But it was like, the more I thought about it, the more I thought he's just too good here. He's just too good to pass up. So for me, I've got to go Helio. Obviously, three-time Indy 500 winner. I think four-time IndyCar Series runner-up. He is, again, a brilliant all-rounder on everything. Ovals, street circuits, road courses, you name it, he's done it. All he needs to do is win the big one. And quite frankly, who gives a shit, because he's won three 500s. So, yeah, for me, it's Helio. I think he's a brilliant character as well. We'll get some fans of Helio in, that's for sure, because everybody loves Helio. So, you know,
it's impossible not to.
Is it possible not to like Helio Castroneves? He climbs the fence, he has the brilliant hair, which is still magnificent, by the way. And, you know, he's got the charming Brazilian smile. Like, I'm onto a winner here, you guys. I think I'm onto a winner. So that's Castroneves gone at 21. King, we're coming back to you for 22.
Oh, damn.
While you have a think, I'll quickly run down the first 20 picks again because we're halfway through now. So my team is Verstappen, Newgarden, Vettel and Alonso, obviously now with Castroneves. King's current team of Frenchmen, Grosjean, Ocon, Pagano and Bourdais. Johnson's team, Perez, Rahal, Hamilton and Alexander Rossi. Chris's team, Mark Webber, Nico Hülkenberg, Scott Dixon and Valtteri Bottas. And Matt's team, Daniel Ricciardo, Romain Dumas, Stoffel Van Dorn, and Will Power. So, King, you're up now at number 22.
Oh, God, okay. Oh, I really didn't want to pick a WEC driver. But
Back's against the wall here, King.
Yes, I'm going to have to pick 2013 World Endurance Champion and Le Mans winner, Loic de Val.
Oh, good shout, though.
That's not a bad driver. Yes,
he's also...
That's a very good shout, though.
Yeah, 2009 Super Formula Champion. He also 2010 Super GT Champion. Mm-hmm.
So in other words, King, you really are going all the way with this French thing, aren't you?
Yeah. And to be honest, it's fairly difficult. It is fairly difficult after Pagano and Grosjean. It's fairly difficult.
I was going to say, I felt like you were going to struggle once you got past round four or so, and it looks like I was right. So Loic Duval goes to King's new team name of Viva la Resistance. with Loic Duval taking 22nd overall. Johnson, you're up next for 23.
This is, I tell you what, I think I've made a little bit of a mistake with my approach for this, thinking up the names of some of the people. I've almost treated it like a you know those kind of drafts you get, or like a fantasy team where you have a budget, right? There's me thinking like sort of out of the box and looking for guys for the future sort of thing,
right?
So I mean, that's why it was a little bit of a surprise I came back around to Hamilton sort of thing. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, oh yeah, no, he's really good right now.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, I'm still probably going to pick someone who's one for the future. And I've just made my choice, I think. It's going to break the tradition of this basically being a transatlantic team, Team America-Britain. But he is the young prospect that I don't think anyone... Correct me if I'm wrong. No one has picked it yet. I've got my notes here. He's a guy that several people thought was going to go. I think King came closest earlier and then he swerved us. So I'm going to have him because I'm amazed he's made it this far. I'm going to take Pascal Wehrlein.
Yeah, I had a feeling he would go Wehrlein. Honestly, I'm surprised he wasn't taken in the top 10, quite frankly.
Me too, yeah.
So, yeah, Pascal Wehrlein goes...
Yeah, like, to be honest, I was either going to go all Frenchmen or all Germans. But the moment Dre got number one overall, that killed any chance of that happening.
Your entire German plan was based on getting the number one pick, which you only had a 20% chance of doing. Pascal Wehrlein goes 23 to Team Bomber Sports. And again, obviously the youngest ever DTM champion last year. Man of points scorer, only the second Manor driver ever to score points in Formula One. Pascal Wehrlein goes to Team Bomber Sports. So, to Team absolutely effed, Chris, 24 goes to you, sir. Who are you going next?
Well, I've lost all my hope since you chose my boy Helio. I'm going to stick with my guns. I wouldn't say I'm biased towards my Britishness. In fact, I'm quite against it.
Yes.
Today, I'm going to make an exception. He is a Formula One world champion.
No.
He is a multiple race winner.
Hang on.
Give it time. Yeah, he
by
was,
the power of Grace God.
A race winner. It is none other than 2009 Formula One world champion Jenson Button.
Wow, someone had to pick him.
Yep, someone had to pick Button.
I had a feeling someone was going to reach for JB eventually. And
I had to really sound like I really meant to pick him, but...
Oh my goodness.
I tried my best.
Yep. So Jenson Button, of 2009 Formula One world champion and 15-time race winner, goes to Team Absolutely F, figuratively and literally, so to speak, with by the sounds of it, with Chris taking him 24th overall. So back to Matt for picks 25 and 26.
Okay then. So this one, I'm possibly also going for someone who I expected to be picked earlier. Maybe not very early on, like top 10, but like on this round before me. Someone who I feel, a young prospect who I feel has been sort of overlooked over a somewhat better prospect. It is Carlos Sainz Jr.
Oh.
That's a great pick.
Great pick.
That's a great pick.
And how do you spell that?
Sainz, S-A-I-N-Z.
Yes. Oh, he's Mike. I thought he said Carlos Antonio. I'm like, who is that?
Oh,
I was like, wow, that's a really good left field pick.
Carlos Antonio?
Carlos
Antonio? Yeah, the microphone glitched on my end, so I thought he said Carlos Antonio. I was like, what?
That was Sainz. Okay. Yeah, the Spaniard, even lesser known than Sergio Canavasas.
No. Oh dear, oh dear. But yeah, that's a great pick from Matt. Actually, that's a really good pick. Carlos Sainz Jr. goes 25th. To Team Mystery Science Theater. Now, back to you again, Matt, for 26.
Right. I'm a bit torn right now. I have a little list here of drivers that I would still like to pick, but I'm not sure if I should play most of my cards right now or if I should wait until my last two picks. It's sort of tough, but I think I'm going to play it safe on this round. I'm going to pick multiple race winner, one-time Formula One champion, and the person that many people want to see out of the Ferrari seat, Kimi Raikkonen.
Fuck!
Oh, Cook's just cussing. It's just hilarious. It's made this episode.
Cook, why would you want to put Raikkonen next to Bottas again?
He wants to get the fins together.
Yeah.
He wants to. Glee, the Finnish connection might be something that's on Cook's mind. But yeah, Matt taking Kimi Raikkonen with the 26th pick. Going back now to ever way towards Chris Cook and Team AF with the 27th pick.
Well, I feel stupid not to have picked this one early, and I'm even more baffled that none of you have picked him before. And I'd be really, really stupid if I realized that
really,
he picked
really
him
stupid.
shut up. I'm going for multiple race winner in Formula One, one-time Indy champion and two-time Indy 500 champion, Juan Pablo Montoya.
Great pick.
I thought you were going to go with someone else there, but that's a great pick. That's a very good one.
Yeah, I mean, holy, Montoya at 27 is tremendous value. Like, holy crap. That's a no-brainer pick from Cook. I don't see how he could possibly have screwed that one up.
I nearly did.
Yeah.
I nearly did.
Like, but am I allowed to ask who you were thinking about there? Or do you want to keep that to yourself?
There have been multiple times where I've thought of one driver and then, like, halfway through talking about the driver, just thought up someone else.
I've had that a few times, you know.
It's so tense because, like, not only do you have to think of a decent driver, you also got to think, oh, is everyone going to agree with me? Is everyone going to be like, oh, that's a good pick? So far, like, after this pick, I don't have to worry about that anymore because all my picks have been old people and not very good drivers. So
your team has gone the opposite way to me. I've gone for the young guys. Everyone's like, why the hell are you picking them? Well, it's like, and then you've just gone for every time it's come around, you've gone multiple race winner. You're banking on that experience.
Yep.
Yeah. It has to be a multiple race winner of some sort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even if it's karting.
Yeah. Obviously, Cook likes them young. Right.
That's it.
Ew.
Moving on to Johnson. Pick number 28 is yours, sir.
Right. I've now got a little bit of a dilemma because I've got several potential picks in front of me and I've got so many left field ones, but I've now got two that I'm thinking of from the same place that are, I'd say, solid pairs of hands. Now, it depends what way I want to go here. Do I stick to this team's values of being a maximum entertainment team and drawing the crowds and drawing the hype? Or do I go pragmatic and a guy who is going to deliver? I mean, both of these guys are race winners in their field, which is IndyCar. Both of them are strong drivers, but one of them is a former IndyCar Series champion. The other is a champion of social media and the podcast world.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. This is going to be... this is so tense.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Do it. Do it.
James Hinchcliffe?
No!
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Johnson, how could you?
Hinch, welcome to Team Bomber Sports.
You die. You die now.
He
took the most charismatic man in motorsport, Indy 500 pole.
Can I just say, how has he not gone already?
Because it feels so stacked.
The field is so stacked. Hinchcliffe is a great driver in his own right, and he's had a really, really good season this year. So, yeah, I mean, and obviously there's value in him being the most charismatic man in motorsport, quite frankly. So, yeah, I'm surprised he went as low as that. I was kind of hoping he'd make it down my end, because I know King was not going to take him, obviously.
Can I just say, who was the other guy you think I was talking about?
I'll tell you in a minute. Maybe. Maybe.
That's the thing. That's why I was deliberating. I was like, maybe. Whoever I don't pick now is going to go. Maybe. So this has to be it.
Maybe so. We'll get to that in a minute. But King, you're up next. Number 29.
Ooh, 29. I think I have to pick... Ooh, I'm going with someone who's currently driving a Virgin, but isn't a Virgin to F1. I'm going with Jean-Éric Vergne.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Another Frenchman. He's 6 for 6 for Frenchman. That's actually a very strong pick.
Basically, Basically, can I just... Everyone look at their potential picks right now. Any Frenchman you have, cross them off.
Yeah. Oh, it's not happening.
Yeah.
But, yep. So Jean-Eric Verne is heading to Vive la France, and that's the French team of King. So it's back to me for picks 30 and 31. And I've got to be careful, because I'm not picking again until the last pick in the draft goes to me at 40. So... I think I've got two names. First up.
Well, hang on, you've got two back to back now.
Yeah, I'm got 30 and 31. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and then back through.
So I've got to be careful. I've got to pick guys that I know are strong, and I know, like, I've got to make sure, like, would they get taken in the next nine picks? Because again, I don't pick again until number 40. So I've got to be a little bit disciplined here, and I've got a team of winners and champions and whatnot, and obviously we've got some youth thrown in there as well. I think we've got a little bit of everything here, sugar, spice, and everything nice. I think I've got two picks. My first pick is going to be, I think, the other guy Johnson was mentioning. He is the 2013 IndyCar Series champion. He is the 2014 Indy 500 winner. I'm going with Ryan Hunter Ray.
Yeah, there we go.
Captain America is coming to Team Harrison. And the other pick, he is the current Formula One championship leader. He has won 17 Grand Prix. He is the perennial nearly man, and I still think he's a tremendous driver in his own right. Will probably go down when it's the time it's all said and done as the greatest driver to have never won a championship. I'm taking Nico Rosberg at 31 overall. Like, I'm stunned Rosberg's made it down this far down.
Honestly, I think a lot of people were looking at him going, do we? Maybe. I don't know. It's like, it's hard to say, but like I'm amazed.
If I didn't have my self-imposed restriction, instead of drafting Duval, I would have drafted Rosberg, to be honest.
I can imagine. Ah,
you let your morals get in the way.
So, yep, just like that, we now have... So, I have Ryan Hunter-Reay and Nico Rosberg at picks 30 and 31. King, you're up next. So, your penultimate Frenchman.
My penultimate Frenchman. Ooh, I'm gonna go with the Red Bull Junior, Pierre Gasly.
Oh, my God. But didn't he finally win a GP2 race yesterday?
Yeah, he won his first GP2 feature race yesterday.
Yay! So Pierre Gasly's finally gotten the monkey off his back. Right, so yeah, Pierre Gasly, another Frenchman, goes to King's team. God bless him. I love the theme, I have to say, but maybe the overall quality isn't quite there. So, we're going back to Johnson for his penultimate pick. Number 33. Johnson, you're up next.
Oh, this is my penultimate pick, isn't it?
Yep. Also, just one more time. Fuck you for taking James Hinchcliffe.
I'm amazed he went that long. I was like, how is he still there? I can't leave him.
Kiss
there.
Kiss my ass, Johnson.
Dude, you got Vettel. Shut the fuck up. And Max Verstappen, to be fair. Like, seriously, the internet is just creaming itself from gusset to knee right now. Well, King's just gone for a youngster. He's gone for young talent. I think I'm going to go back to my roots in South London. I'm going to go for a guy who is a previous FIA Formula 2 champion, a former runner-up in GP3. He's now currently running second in the Indy Lights over in America. He's still only 25. He is Mr. Dean Stoneman.
I mean, part of me is like, of all the British drivers, you picked him. Like, maybe Oliver Rowland.
That is a pick of... I like that little stunned silence. Like, King, you know what I'm talking about. Remember the NBA fantasy draft where... remember where Charles Barkley took Darren Williams and like everyone was like, what?
Yeah, like
I'm the gambler. I am that team manager who'll be like, I am going to gamble on you, son. Prove me right.
It's like, Dean Stone's a great guy and everything, but there's still, you know, like Alex Lynn... And yeah, Alex Lynn and Oliver Rowland.
Like I said, I'm going back to my roots, man. South London. He's from Croydon. He's a Croydon lad.
Okay.
He's good. He's good with me. Be lucky I didn't pick Mike Conway.
Oh no.
Bromley's finest.
Also, Andy Murray 3 points away from winning Wimbledon. Good luck to him on the rest of the way. Chris, you're up next at 34.
Well, I don't have to worry about gambling because I have nothing to gamble.
Yeah, I'm at that point now where I'm just going for young guys who I quite like at this point, like young stars.
Mm. Well, if you like it young, then that's your thing.
Says you, man.
Yeah. I'm going to make Dre eat his words with this one. he is the 2016 FIA Formula E champion.
Then
Sebastian Buemi.
That's a great pick.
Oh, yes. Not going to lie, he's on my shortlist. He was.
yeah, he was on
mine,
too.
This whole episode is me and Cook stealing picks from each other.
Yep, that is a tremendous pick. Sebastian Buemi goes 34. Matt, your final two picks, 35 and 36.
All right. Well, I'm going to spoil one. First things first. I think some people might have been weirded out that I haven't picked a Brazilian. My last two picks are going to be Brazilian, so there's that.
So, I think I'm going to predict one of them.
I swear, if you pick...
Ex-driver.
but anyway, so my first pick of the last two is possibly the guy who I was predicting was going to be the Formula E champion, and who has now become the freshest heel in motorsport. It is Lucas di Grassi.
Oh, yes, that's what I was thinking.
He's gone home. Matt's gone home. He's gone with Lucas di Grassi at the 35 spot. So, Matt, to complete your team, your final pick at number 36, sir.
All right. Just for refreshing my mind, I can pick any series ever, or is there like a restriction?
Any series, but you have to pitch it to us to convince us that they would be a realistic proposition to move to this.
Okay, then. So, my final pick is a guy that I heard of only this year, and who is young, who I think might have a pretty bright future ahead of him. He is this year's winner of the 24 Hours of Daytona and 12 Hours of Sebring, Pippo Derani.
Oh, what a great... Oh, my God! Oh, how did I forget him? No!
Wow! What a pick!
Mate! That's a thunderbolt!
I was like...
How did I... I looked at LMP2 drivers earlier. Oh! Mate! Awesome. Matt with the RKO out of nowhere. Yeah,
that is awesome. Pippo Derani goes to Matt's team to complete his team, his final pick. Chris, back to you for your final pick, number 37.
I've been on my toes trying to think of the last driver, but I think I've got who I want. He is a F3 champion. I'm not going to say which year until I actually say who it is. That's the good part. He's currently in Indy Lights. He is none other than 2015 Formula 3 champion Felix Rosenqvist.
Oh, Rosenqvist, the guy I like to term the old Swede.
Yeah, that's it. So that's Chris's team complete. Felix Rosenqvist takes the last spot on Chris's team. Johnson, your final pick at 38.
Okay, I like the fact that no one has pushed the whole rule of. Yeah, but would that guy really do F1? And I am tempted to on my final pick, but I almost don't want to in case it's like the EU referendum and it actually happens.
I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker.
All right, then. Let's do it. Shane Van Gisbergen.
The V8 Supercars pick.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and the guy who is fast in anything he drives. He's won in GT racing. He has done open wheel before. He's a winner in V8 Supercars. What do you think?
I say let him have it.
Me too. I didn't even think of getting anyone from Vito.
King,
I should have thought about it.
King,
I was going to throw the veto so hard.
I knew you were going to do that.
Damn you, King. Damn you, GM.
Oh, dear.
Oh, jeez. I knew you were going to do that. But Van Gisbergen goes to Johnson's team. Only one.
Oh, he's going. I didn't know if the King had the exclusive veto.
No. If you get two people to support you, it goes through.
Yep.
All right, let's go. Welcome Shane Van Gisbergen. Let's do it.
Majority pick is in, so Johnson gets to keep Shane Van Gisbergen. King, your final pick at 39.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to bend my personal rule an inch here, and I'm going to be picking...
a French-Canadian?
No, not a French-Canadian.
And Andy Murray wins Wimbledon, yay!
Hey.
Sorry, I had the other one in.
So I'm picking...
Everyone's desperately Googling which French drivers are left.
No. Current championship leader in GP3 and 2015 Formula 3 Rookie of the Year in the European Championship, Charles Leclerc.
Oh no. Wow.
Okay.
A French-American. I gotcha.
No, he's Monegasque. French American.
I thought he was part American just because of the Haas affiliation. I'm terrible. Right. Charles Leclerc rounds off King's team of Frenchmen, sort of. And it's down to me to close the book on this draft. And, I'm genuinely stuck here. I'm not sure who I should...
No pressure or anything.
Who do I take to close the show? I am going...
Can I just say, can we do a round of honourable mentions?
Yes, well, the people who we didn't draft.
Yeah, we'll throw some yeah. names out there. We'll throw some names out there. I'm gonna go into IndyCar one more time. I'm gonna take Indy 500 2016 runner-up.
Ooh!
Oh! And, I think he's a guy that hasn't quite reached his full potential. I think it's a bit of a risky pick, but I think his oval strength is there. I think his road and street courses are coming together. I'm gonna take Carlos Munoz with my final pick.
Strong pick.
I had him on my final shortlist for the last two picks. I agree, it's a good pick.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes the 2016 International Fantasy Draft. And as we said,
should we run through our teams one more time?
Yeah, we will run through the teams, and also, if you would like, I'll give you guys maybe 30 seconds to just talk about why you think your team is the best. So this is your political moment, you guys. State your case, and anyone who mentions Donald Trump gets booted from the ejection. And let's start with Matt first. So Matt, your team: Daniel Ricciardo, Romain Dumas, Stoffel Vandoorne, Will Power, Carlos Sainz Jr., Kimi Raikkonen, Lucas Degrassi, and Pippo Derani. Give me a speak up, please.
Well, I think that my team has the right balance of between experience and up-and-coming talent, so that it wouldn't be either boring, and that it wouldn't be either... it wouldn't suck, really. So I believe that my team is best because I picked the greatest up-and-coming talent and the greatest talent currently, and also the talent that's going out.
Okay, so there's Matt's team Mystery Science Fitter F1. Let's go to team Absolutely Fucked and Chris Cook, who gets to explain why he thinks his team is the best. His team: Mark Webber, Nico Hulkenberg, Scott Dixon, Valtteri Bottas, Jenson Button, Juan Pablo Montoya, Sebastian Buemi, and Felix Rockenfist.
Well, my team is the best because I picked them, obviously, but if you want to be more specific, it's because I personally believe experience means a lot more than just natural talent. It's hard to really describe what natural talent actually is. And I think, and I can't really say, I like this driver, even though he's say 17 years old, compared to say Mark Webber, who's 40, who's had tons and tons and tons of experience. So that's why I've gone with the team I have, and partly because all the picks I originally had were taken by you guys. Fuck you guys. But apart from that, that is exactly why my team is the best.
Because Chris likes it, and therefore... that's good enough.
Therefore, fuck you.
Yeah, pretty much. Awesome. So let's go to Team Bomber Sports and Adam Johnson's team of Sergio Perez, Graham Rahal, Lewis Hamilton, Alexander Rossi, Pascal Wehrlein, James Hinchcliffe, Dean Stoneman, and Shane Van Gisberg.
Well, quite simply, my team is the best. Not only for the talent, not only for their ability to win championships right now and into the future, but because I would like to go further and say this is the team that F1 needs. This is the salvation of Formula One. This is the team that will inspire the next generation of fans to come to the sport. With a high-profile social media, entertainment both off and on the track, these drivers are full of charisma off track. and full of searing talent and spectacular driving on it. This is a team designed for all them Vine loops, all them GIFs, all them YouTube clips, to dominate the Twitter sphere, to blow up social media every single race day. This is a team to excite right now and into the future, and I have absolute confidence that Team Bomb Sports will do exactly that. So basically, I've got the Reddit team.
Yeah, we had Ham and Hinch.
Yep, we had the Reddit team. That's Johnson's very compelling argument taken care of. Next up, Ryan King and the Blue Bullets, his team of mostly Frenchmen. Romain Grosjean, Esteban Ocon, Simon Pagenaud, Sebastian Bourdais, Loic Duval, Jean-Éric Vergne, Pierre Gasly, and Charles Leclerc.
Yep, so I'd like to rename my team Akuri France, because that's basically what this team is, Team France. And I'd like to just split this up into, you know, three groups of drivers. Number one, we got our lead group. We got AKA the trophy cabinet. We got Simon Pagenaud, Loic Duval, and Sebastian Bourdais. Then we got our current guys. They're a bit on the older side, but, you know, they get the job done. Romain Grosjean and Jean-Éric Vergne. And we got, you know, the young up-and-comers. They're you know, pretty exciting to watch on race days. We got Esteban Ocon, Pierre Gasly, and Charles Leclerc. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, besides, you know, Leclerc, like, Leclerc is from Monaco, but he speaks French. It's close enough.
Sure. Is the real reason here you just ran out of Frenchmen?
Yes and no. I was gonna draft him regardless, but I wanted to draft Romain Dumas, and so I basically, like, I didn't want Duval to begin with, to be honest.
Well, put it this way, you couldn't exactly draw Frank Montagny last up.
Yeah,
that's true. That's right.
That is also very much true. And finally, me, the new Dre, has been adequately named.
It's a new Dre, yes it is.
The team of Max Verstappen, Joseph Newgarden, Sebastian Vettel, Fernando Alonso, Helio Castroneves, Ryan Hunter-Reay, Nico Rosberg, and Carlos Munoz. And I think, pound for pound, I have the strongest team on driver ability out of everybody, quite frankly. And, you know, the names speak for themselves. I think we tick every major box. I think we have reigning dominant champions in there. We have fan favourites like Helio Castroneves. I mean, Ryan Hunter-Reay. I mean, hell, he's called Captain America, for God's sake. People love him. You know, we have the Germans well covered with Rosberg and Vettel. Carlos Munoz captures the South American audience, or maybe Central American. It depends how technical you want to be about it. And, of course, we have America represented by Ryan Hunter-Reay, who, even though he's only half American, and Joseph Newgarden, who everybody loves, alongside Max Verstappen, who could easily be the spearheaded future of this team for the next 15 years. I think we have an incredible package, and I definitely think we are the team to beat here in this contest. So, that...
I mean, you're wrong, but still, good argument.
We'll let the viewers decide this one. Well, partly decide.
Oh, we've got to do the voting now, haven't we?
Well, not yet.
We're gonna hold off on the voting until the public voting opens.
Yep.
So we're not gonna vote now. So
okay.
We're gonna let it sink in and simmer.
Because
I'm gonna wonder. Because I was like, I'm gonna wonder if I'm gonna start regretting my picks. Because I assume we're gonna get into this, but I was like, I was considering, instead of drafting Charles Leclerc, I was gonna draft, you know, Nico Prost.
Yep.
I was going to say, can we talk about some of our near misses, or some of the guys we were tempted to? Because mine, I think, is going to crease you up. So, you know, I said I was going for, like, left field picks or, like, guys for the future. Here's the guys on my shortlist that I ended up not taking in the end. Andre Lotterer. Brendan Hartley.
There's a couple of great shouts right there.
Brendan, I'm amazed Brendan Hartley didn't go. I thought someone was going to go for him.
Yeah.
Guarantee you, I'm not sure if you guys will have even heard of this guy. He's a race winner in Super GT this year and a young Japanese prospect, Ryu Hirakawa. He has Super Formula experience as well. That would have been just completely so far.
You can hear the tumble.
I know, exactly.
Fast as we speak.
Yeah. My boy Mike Conway was on the shortlist, as was, I'm amazed this guy didn't go, Connor Daly.
Yeah,
no one was feeling Connor Daly?
I was very tempted to take Connor Daly on my final. I was literally between Daly and Munoz on my final pick, and I thought.
I thought you were going to go for him, honestly. And my final two, just completely out of left field. Kamui Kobayashi. And if I could persuade him out of NASCAR, AJ Allmendinger.
Okay. Some interesting stuff there. Interesting stuff there indeed. Matt, did you have anyone else out there you were considering?
Not very much. I mean, for the final round of Brazilians, I was considering Tony Kanaan, but then I kind of thought better of it.
Kanaan as well.
Yeah, and also probably just for the short guy, Sam Bird.
Yeah, Bird's always been solid, you know. Always been solid around the junior level, of course, you know, very strong in LMP2 and, you know, obviously a top-tier Formula E racer as well.
Yeah, also doing GT now for Ferrari now.
Mm-hmm, yep, absolutely.
Yeah. And, I'll tell you what, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I'm looking at the other teams, I'm like, there's some really good picks in there. I think, Matt, you were the one that blew us all away with Durrani.
Yeah.
I am actually... That's the one I'm most disappointed... That's the one I'm most thinking, like, damn, why didn't I take that? I was the one on Twitter just raving non-stop about him at Sebring and Daytona earlier this year. That guy's on fire.
With Cook taking Montoya as low as he did at 27, I think that might have been the best value pick of the entire draft.
Absolutely.
I'm astonished I forgot about Pipo Durrani like that. That's just like, oh...
Yeah, like, who else went undrafted? Let's see. Max Chilton went undrafted.
Yeah. Quantadady went undrafted, like you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Kanaan went undrafted. I really am. I thought Kanaan would have got taken by somebody. I mean, he's been pretty good this year as well, actually.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys. There's some of the top guys in F1 who didn't go. Massa's not gone. Raikkonen did go, didn't he? Matt took Raikkonen, so...
26.
Daniil Kvyat did not get drafted.
Daniil Kvyat,
I nearly got Kvyat instead of Sainz.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Kevin Magnussen did not get drafted.
No, that's a good point as well.
The best driver not in Formula 1, who now is in Formula 1, apparently shouldn't be, according to us.
So, I think the only driver, driver who was excluded until the third round who didn't get drafted was Tony Kanaan.
Yeah. I think that, looking at my list now, yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, Tony Kanaan was the only one not drafted.
Yeah, Tony Kanaan was the only champion that was not drafted. So, that is interesting. Now, again, I was thinking about Kanaan, but I thought I'd sound this a little bit too old with my team. I think if I take in Kanaan as well, I guess I'm a little bit younger.
Yeah, that's what I think a lot of people were thinking.
A little bit more exciting. Yeah, maybe that'll convince the people by having Carlos Munoz there at the end. That was my logic going into that final pick anyway. But
honestly, one person I was nervous, like, when Matt was announcing his last pick, the one person, like, when he asked any series, I was like, he isn't going to draft Rubens Barrichello, is he?
No, Barrichello is past his prime already. Even being a bad Barrichello fan that I am, I wouldn't do it. I would have been sensible. I'm sensible enough to not do that.
Well, I'm obviously not, because I went for Bottas.
Yes, that is
Bottas,
true.
Bottas, 17th overall. Good.
And Jenson Button.
He's gone for the fan favourites, clearly.
First two picks, I was like, don't go for the fan favourite. Third one, I was like, you know what? Fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not going to lie. I also had Jenson Button on my short list.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. But on that note, I think we are just about finished with the first Motorsport 1, Motorsport 101 International Fantasy Draft. And, well...
Question: how do the viewers, how do the listeners now vote for our teams?
We'll link out a Google form, a Google quiz, and they'll do it through that. So if you're listening to the podcast now, voting should be open. Unless you're listening on early access, then it is not open. You have to wait till the public release of the episode.
Yep. So stay tuned for that. We'll have dates confirmed all over our social media. That's me at Harrison101HD on Twitter. That's King at Ryan Eric King and Adam at AJ_Bombersports. Massive thanks as well to Chris and Matt for showing up as well. Much appreciated. You can follow Chris on Twitter at CookProd1. And you can follow Matt on Twitter at Skirting Tour. Check out their YouTube channels. They're two of the finest F1 videos video makers you will see out there today.
They really
I can only second that. They are tremendous. You really should be following them by now if you're not, if you're listening to us. If you're not, go out of your way and do it right now. That is podcast is finished. So you're going to be double duty. You'll be getting this and your standard episode this week as well. So you guys are truly spoiled. But if you guys like the idea as well, please tell us you liked it. And, you know, we're more than open to doing more of these in the future if it comes down to it, and we'd love to do them because I think this is a great idea. And I want to say a big thank you to RJ O'Connell on Twitter because he was the guy that first told me that this may be a cool idea for like a Dre Brief episode, and I thought, let's go one bigger, shall we? So RJ, if you're listening, thank you very much, man. I much appreciate that. He's the guy that came up with the original idea and I passed it on, and you know, I gotta give him a lot of the credit for that. So thanks to RJ for that one, much appreciated. So yeah, thank you everybody for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed the first Motorsport 101 International Fantasy Draft, and thank you very much for watching. Until then, catch you guys next time. Bye now.
Like, I'm not ready.
You are the world champion!